60 seconds, three contestants, one prize. And the clock. It's ticking.
Fast.
Pass.
It's time to play Mooney's Tuesday Quiz.
So yesterday was a bank holiday Monday, as you know. We didn't get around to it. By the way, I must say thank you to Marty for sitting in yesterday. Katrina's here with me today. Katrina, what is our wonderful prize, please, if you would?
A two-night luxury weekend break in the four-star Trinity City Hotel. It's on Dublin's Pier Street, just round the corner from Trinity College. The prize is based on two people sharing one room. It includes breakfast on both mornings and dinner on an evening of your choice. So that's for the winner. Everybody who takes part in the quiz today is going to get a copy of Eric Dempsey's new book, Finding Birds in Ireland. And everyone who takes part in the quiz will get a Mooney Pride watch.
Who's player number one, if you would, please?
He is Martin Lawler, and he is from Durrow in County Laois.
Hello, Martin. How are you?
Hello, Derek. How are you? It's lovely to hear from you.
Well, it's very nice to hear from you. What are you doing with yourself today?
I am working in our family business, which is Lawler's Florist and Garden Centre in Durrow, County Laois.
No, the family business. So how many of you are in there?
Myself and my twin brother and our two wives. My twin brother is Oliver, and our wives, my wife is Mary, and Oliver's wife is Ethel.
Are they twins too?
No, they're not, no.
Now, how do I know I'm talking to you and not to your twin brother?
Well, you can take it. you're talking to me, and you have to grin and bear. Now, I tell you, a lot of people mix up the two of us because we're practically identical.
Now, how can you be practically identical?
He has a beard, and I don't.
Well, no, beards are in.
I know, but he hasn't for the last 35 years, so...
Oh, I see. All right, OK. No, they're in. Even Patter, outside, our sound engineer, is sporting a beard today. And beards are in. Men all over Europe are now sporting beards. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And why has he got the beard and why have you not got a beard?
Because we wanted to have our own identities.
And was that the reason for it? Did you toss a coin?
No.
No, well, what happened? He just woke up one day and he started growing facial hair and you didn't?
Yeah.
And do you get on well?
Yes, we do.
And are you working in the business together all the time? Are you kind of side by side?
No, we're not. He's the florist in the business and I'm the grower in the business.
Oh, yeah. All right. So where are you growing stuff?
We have 2 acres nearly covered between polythene and glass.
Yeah. And what are you growing in there?
Pot plants, bedding plants and all that, and vegetable plants and all that for sale.
Are you bringing in stuff from Holland?
We're bringing in flowers from Holland.
The Netherlands. Because I see in Donnybrook, I used to see it more frequently than I do now at the moment. But I think my times have changed and that's what it is. But I see this big lorry, this articulated lorry, pulling up outside the little florist down there and delivering the flowers.
That's right, yeah.
And I thought, this thing is coming all the way from the Netherlands to deliver flowers. And it seemed to be there twice or three times a week.
That's right, yeah.
So how often are you getting deliveries?
Definitely once a week and most of the time twice a week.
And what are you ordering? Cut
flowers, carnations, roses, chrysanthemums, estomia, freesia, the whole range.
And it's worth their while to drive all that way to give you the flowers?
Of course it is.
Goodness gracious me. Tell me, do you know anything about apple trees?
Yes, I do.
Very good. All right. So I noticed this morning when I'm looking at my tits in the garden that the apple tree is in blossom.
Yes.
Now, I've been missing for the last couple of days and I heard it was raining on Sunday.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of a dampness in the air out there today. Is what, yeah. I'm not in Dublin. I don't know what it's like where you are.
Yeah, well, there is dampness here as well, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, now the next thing we're going to get is a tiny bit of frost at night. And I heard before that if you get frost on your blossoms, you're screwed.
Not necessary, Derek. The thing that happens to blossoms is a thing called the June drop. Now, the June drop can happen in April, May or June. And that is when the flower or the little fruitlet is disturbed by and falls off by a strong wind.
Right.
And the rest of the fruit then becomes loose and they fall off. And you could have, one day you could go outside and you'd see no little small apples on the ground and the following day you'd see hundreds of them on the ground because of a strong wind. The wind is more dangerous than is frost.
I was told frost because last year I noticed I didn't get anything. And somebody said to me, oh, there must have been a bit of frost. And I didn't inquire anymore. And it's on my mind since. And when I noticed that the blossom was there today, now the flower is going to go white. Isn't that true?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, it'll eventually go white. So it's kind of pinky white. And it's actually beautiful. It looks like a cherry blossom at the moment.
Yeah, they're lovely. I have some in my own garden.
Really beautiful. And this thing looked like it was dead because I had it in a pot. And I thought, I know what I'm going to do with that. I'm going to replant it over there in the corner where the sun shines and it's thriving.
You normally take it that you don't have severe rain and frost in the same weather conditions. You normally have dry weather and frost afterwards.
Let me write that down. You don't have severe rain and frost. You normally
together.
Have dry and frost together.
Yeah.
So I needn't be worrying about that.
No, I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, this is great to talk to a man who knows what he's talking about. Dermot O'Neill, by the way, will be on the programme tomorrow.
I know Dermot. We were on television programmes with Dermot years ago.
What programmes were you on?
We were on the afternoon show with Derek Davis and Tamla Mansfield, and we were doing the poinsettias for Christmas.
Katrina did a big report on poinsettias this year. They grow them by the bucket,
in Swords.
In Swords.
That's right, that's right.
Did you have a big sale of poinsettias this year?
No, we don't grow them anymore because it's cheaper buying in.
Yeah, but did you sell many of them, I'm asking you?
Not as much because, you see, you have all the little supermarkets selling them everywhere now, so the slice of cake has got smaller every year because there's more people selling them.
They're as common as drink.
Yes.
You go anywhere and you can buy drink now everywhere. Drink this, drink that, drink the other. I was in the airport yesterday and I went to the coffee shop to get coffee and somebody was ordering a bottle of Budweiser. I thought, what's the world coming to? Anyway, listen, it's great to talk to you. So are you on your own or is somebody going to help you?
I have my wife, Mary, out there and I have my twin brother, Oliver.
All right. Well, hang on. Listen. Your son, Colin, is the current Bord Bia All-Ireland champion vegetable grower.
That's right, yes.
Well done to him. What did he grow that he won?
He grew a collection of 6 different sorts of vegetables. Leeks, cauliflowers, onions. Onions that would weigh 4 and 5 pound weight each.
That's as big as a newborn baby.
Yes, tomatoes, carrots and parsnips, all that.
Does he ever... What's the big ones they grow?
Marrows.
Marrows, yeah.
Does he only grows those for his 3 children. For pumpkins he grows as well for his children as well.
And what's the secret of getting a big marrow or a big onion or a big carrot?
A TLC. Tender loving care.
I know what TLC is.
Well, Prince Charles talks to his plants, doesn't he?
Now, Derek, do you think I'm going to tell you what we give to our carrots and that?
Yeah, well, your name is hardly Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm not asking you what the secret recipe is or the third secret of Fatima. I just want to know how you get your vegetables to grow bigger.
It's like having a very good rich cake. It's the mixtures of compost that you use that gives you the result at the final end.
I actually know people who pee on their plants and on their vegetables.
Well, I wouldn't eat those anyhow.
No, I wouldn't eat them either. But people do it.
Doctors say for patients die.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, listen, 60 seconds on the clock. Martin Lawler in Durrow and County Leash. We wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
And your 60... Oh, hang on, better get the questions. I was going to say your 60 seconds starts now and I had no questions. Your 60 seconds starts now. What D is the line across the middle of a circle?
Diameter.
What is Chelsea Clinton's dad called?
Bill Clinton.
Can you identify this song from its opening line?
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting...
Pass.
In place names, what word can precede England, Hampshire and York?
New.
Which shredded vegetable goes into a sauerkraut?
Cabbage.
Which Grant played the Cad in Bridget Jones' Diary?
Hugh.
Can you give me the name of this U2 classic?
It's alright, it's alright. Pass.
What N was a US grunge band and a Buddhist state of bliss?
Pass.
In a number, if a number is squared, what is it multiplied by?
By itself.
What F is the name given to the part of the parachute jump before the parachute opens?
Pass.
Did a Harry Potter title feature the Philosopher's Hat or the Philosopher's Stone?
Philosopher's Stone.
How many kidneys do humans normally have?
2.
And I'm going to ask you an extra one. Who met Sally in the title of the Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan movie?
Harry
met Sally, yeah. Is that Oliver in the background?
Oliver and Mary.
Oliver and Mary?
Yes.
How's your beard, Oliver?
Oliver, how's your beard? He says it's grand.
Listen, don't hang on. Hang up. We'll be back to you shortly. He did very well, didn't he, Katrina?
He did very well.
Yeah, I like talking to him. Anyway, who's next?
The player number 2 is Arlene Alvey, and she is from Dunkaneely in County Donegal, but she's currently in Killybegs.
Arlene.
Hello, Derek.
That's not a very Irish name.
It's not, indeed. Okay. I don't know where it's from.
You could be American, Arlene.
Could be French.
Yes. Could be French, yeah. But it was... Yeah. Arlene.
Different pronunciation of it, that's me.
Arlene. Could you come in here, Arlene? Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm a legal secretary. I'm working here in D.P. Barry, solicitors in Killybegs in County Donegal.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 children. I have a husband, Connor. And that's basically it.
What are your children's names?
Killian and Niamh.
Are they children anymore?
They're not children. Well, they're young adults.
Yeah, do you ever... But you still see them as kids, do you?
Well, they are.
How old are they now?
25 and 22 almost.
Do you still worry about them, where they are at night and all that kind of stuff? Are they living at home with you, or are they living somewhere
else? They are indeed, yeah. I can't get rid of them.
Well, now you see, you saying that now, right? But as soon as they've fledged and left the nest, you're going to be looking around you. First, you'll think, fantastic, we've got the place to ourselves.
Yeah.
And then probably somebody will be still bringing back the washing. You'll probably be still doing a bit of washing.
Oh, yeah, well, I get that to do anyway, yeah.
Yeah, and then eventually that'll stop and they find their own partners, find their own homes and they live up. And then it'll be coming around for dinners.
Yes.
And then she's going to be in the kitchen with you. You're not going to be happy with that. The daughter-in-law's going to be a bit messy. Well, I'm assuming now you're in the kitchen. Maybe your husband does all the cooking at home,
doesn't he? Oh, no, indeed he does not. I do all the cooking. He does the cleaning, I do the cooking.
But you're going to, and you're never going to be really happy with... You know yourself, and you're always going to think you would, and you probably would have been better.
Yeah, oh, definitely am. I know I am for a fact.
You'll miss them when they're gone, is the message I'm making. So, what are you up to today? Are you working or are you off?
I'm working in DP Barry's here in Killybeg, so we're very busy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my coffee break now, so.
Well, listen,
in
you're
case
giving
the
them
boss
a,
is listening.
Well, if the boss is listening, you've mentioned him twice already.
Yes.
So it's good for them, and he should give you a bonus. Now, have you any trips lately? Because we're giving away a nice weekend break, aren't we, Katrina?
We are indeed. Trip to Dublin.
Trip to Dublin.
No,
yeah.
I haven't had any trips to Dublin now lately. I would love a trip to Dublin.
Well, where's the last holiday you were on?
The last holiday I was in New York in October visiting my sister.
Look at you in New York visiting your sister. You're probably shopping for Christmas.
Well, I did a little bit of shopping, not too much. I'm not really a shopper.
What are
I don't
you?
Go to New York to shop.
Are you a dancer? Are you a singer? What do you do?
I like to sing, yeah. I'm involved with the church choir, yeah.
What do you sing?
Just hymns in the choir.
What's your favourite hymn?
Oh, gosh, there's so many of them. I like Lady of Knock.
Lady of Knock. All right, here we go. Lady of Knock. A little bit of reverb, Padder, if you would, please. Because
I don't do solo numbers, Derek, I'm afraid.
No, myself and Katrina are going to help you. So we've got we've nearly got it right there. So how does it start?
How does it start?
Yep.
There were people of all ages gathered round the gable wall. How's that?
It's very nice. Keep going.
I don't know if I know any of the rest of it now without the notes in front of me.
You'll get inspiration from somewhere. You were sounding lovely. You have a lovely voice. We heard the first few bars of it. Really nice indeed. Okay, you've got 60 seconds. Have you anybody to correct you, to help you?
To help me, I've got Grattan here, I've got Linda, and I had Marguerite, but she's on the phone now. So.
Well, hello,
Linda,
guys. How are you?
And Grattan.
Hello, Linda and Grattan. Thanks for helping her out. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Say pass if you don't know the answer and say it as quickly as you can, all right?
Okay.
Wishing you the best of luck indeed. Starting from now, who carries out their profession routinely wearing a tutu?
A dancer.
Mussolini led which country in World War II?
Italy.
Can you identify this song from its opening line?
There's a lady who's sure all it glitters.
Stairway to Heaven.
Dermatitis is the inflammation of what part of the body?
The skin.
Victoria and the Northern Territory are states in which country?
Canada.
Which Tom starred in Top Gun and A Few Good Men?
Tom Cruise.
Can you give me the name of this U2 classic?
I wanna reach out.
Pan.
What bee is a fox's tail?
Brush.
What sort of transport is a clipper?
It's a ship.
Which month was named after Mars, the god of war?
March.
Fidel Castro took power on what island?
Cuba.
Which kid was Butch Cassidy's sidekick?
Pass.
How many letters are there in the English alphabet before Y?
25.
Name the famous outlaw who lived in Sherwood Forest.
Robin Hood.
What is the name of the church minister in The Simpsons? The Simpsons.
Pass.
You pass anyway. I didn't know either. Right. Anyway, you didn't do too badly at all. So hang on. Don't hang up. They did very well indeed. Katrina, who's player number three?
Player number three is Mary Clark. She's from Shankill. She's originally from County Clare, but she's living in Shankill in County Dublin.
Mary, how are you today?
Hi, Derek. Lovely to talk to you.
Ah, yeah, you dirty liar.
I really,
you're full of it. Katrina told me, and she's put a note down here, she loves Marty.
Well, I do, but I love you too, Derek.
What is it about Marty that you love?
Well, I suppose the Clare connection, really, you know.
Mm.
He's adored.
Did you ever meet him?
No, I didn't ever meet him, no.
Well, he's real smooth with the women, I can tell you.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'll have you know, even including Miriam. I know she's married and all that kind of stuff. But when Marty walks by, Miriam suffers from rubber neck syndrome. She's turning her head to see what he's wearing, having a look at his outfit and all that kind of stuff. Oh, he's a real charmer, is Marty.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he really is. Would you go out on a date with him?
Yeah.
And you a married woman, Mary?
Yeah, well, my husband is in hospital, so.
Oh, no. What's wrong with him? Is he okay?
He's coming along nicely now. He's in Loughlinstown. James Clark is his name.
And what's... Can we ask, is he okay? What's... Will he be all right?
He had a gallbladder removal.
Well, let's hope it goes well for him and he makes
yeah,
a quick and a speedy
recovery.
And a speedy recovery. We send out our love to you anyway.
Exactly.
James Clark. And he's in which hospital again is he in?
Loughlin Sound, St. Columbkills.
Loughlin Sound, St. Columbkills. Okay, well, we say hello to him. Anyway, are you ready?
Sorry, Derek.
Yes.
I promised I'd say hello to my best friends in Clare.
Go on, say hello to them.
Mary O'Halloran and Teresa Bradley.
Well, Teresa Bradley and Mary O'Halloran, good afternoon to you, as Joe would say.
Thanks, Derek.
No problem at all. I can forgive you for liking Marty.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock starting from now. What do Fahrenheit and Celsius measure?
The temperature.
A praying mantis is a type of what?
Pass.
Can you identify this song from its opening line?
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music...
Pass.
What item can be carriage, alarm, digital or grandfather?
Clock.
Which American actor starred in Braveheart and the Lethal Weapon series of movies?
Hello?
Hello, is he saying pass?
Pass, yeah.
In which US state would you find Miami and Tallahassee?
Florida.
Can you give me the name of this U2 classic?
With or without you?
What sea was the name given to the first Russian spacemen? In internet abbreviations, what does the middle W in WWW stand for?
Web.
Well done to you. Hang on. Don't hang up. We'll be back to you all very shortly, indeed, after AA Roadwatch.
Tiebreaker.
Now, we haven't had one of these for a while. Katrina, explain.
Yes, well, Mary Clark in Shankill in Dublin got 4 out of 9, but Arlene Alvey in Duncan Ely in Donegal, 9 out of 15. Martin Lawler in Durrow, 9 out of 13. So with 9 each, it is a tiebreaker situation.
It is a tiebreaker. OK, guys, Arlene and Martin, you can hear me both, yes?
Yes.
You can both hear me, should I say. Here we go. So it's fairly straightforward. I will ask a question. The first person to shout out their name gets to answer the question. If you answer it correctly, you're the winner. If you don't, I pass it on. Is that fair enough?
Fair enough.
Yes.
All right, here we go, guys. Gatwick, Heathrow and Stansted are all types...
Arlene
was there first.
Airports.
What are they? Types of what?
Airports.
Airports is correct. Well done to you. Arlene, you're going on your holliers. We'll come back. Katrina will talk to you just after the programme and tell you what it is and we'll put the answer to the question. Today's question, what is it? Ballyshannon, Bundoran and Ballybuffet are all towns in County Donegal. Chris Goggin. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
West Peaking, County Cork.
Well, is it true or false?
It's true.
You just won yourself €1,000.